Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
It is Monday morning. It's Cruise Mornings with Stacey and Clayton. Being that it is Monday, that means it's time for a draft recap.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday, we drafted food combinations. It's on the Cruise Facebook page if you want to go back and take a look. Basically, whoever loses is given a penalty. Mm-hmm. And if I look at the votes, we received 51 of them.
I'm going to guess you got 50.
That is exactly right.
I got one pity one.
You got one vote.
That's okay.
It happens. I've biffed it on drafts before as well.
Not really.
Not as many as you.
Everyone has their off days, okay? I didn't
you
really
did
do a lot of research.
You did admit that you weren't really prepared for it.
Winged it.
I feel
wunged it.
We had a lot of comments on your first overall pick. Cheese and bread.
I know. I was thinking just cheese bread, right?
Would that have included like grilled cheese?
Exactly, like grilled cheese, pizza. That's what I was getting at, right? Cheese and bread together. It's a great combination.
It threw a lot of people off because they were like, well, why not cheese and crackers?
I know.
Or cheese on toast.
I was thinking more, you know, broad, right?
The cheese and bread family.
I should have gone chicken fingers and fries first overall. Something that's more known, right?
Clayton's list again, cheese and bread, peanut butter and jam. Fantastic.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Do you know the difference between jam and jelly?
No, and I knew you were going to call me on it as soon as I said
jelly
it.
Jelly has no seeds. Jam has seeds. So chances are you're eating jam.
You don't know what I eat.
Cookies and ice cream was number 3. Fantastic. Number 4, fries dipped in a Frosty. Amazing.
Yeah.
Number 5 is weird for you because you chose fish and chips.
I know. Again, I panicked.
So funny. So yeah, my list, by the way, peanut butter and chocolate, grilled cheese, tomato soup, steak and red wine, mwah, bacon and eggs, wings and beer.
See, if I wanted to be that guy, I could call you out because basically grilled cheese is already a food combo, which I drafted, and you're combining it with another thing. So technically you broke the rules and I just let it happen.
But you say
I'm
all
nice
the time
guy.
That
I'm
there
nice
are
guy.
No rules in the Cruise draft.
I'm a nice guy, except for this one. Except for blatantly obvious ones when it's in the title, food combinations, and you're just, whatever, I'll wash your car at
so
Golf Center, whatever.
We're going to Golf's.
Yeah.
We'll go to the Wand Wash,
mm-hmm.
and I will sit back in my car and relax while you have at her.
Me.
By the way, the wheels are quite dirty because our alley is very muddy.
So many. Me. I'm Stacey.
You were talking earlier about the Jays in 30. It's a feature on Sportsnet.
Mm-hmm.
30 minutes, basically, the whole game condensed down into 30 minutes of easy viewing pleasure.
Because usually a baseball game takes like 3.5 hours. Ain't nobody
Good
got
night.
Time for that. That's why Jays in 30 was invented. They just take out all the boring, useless mumbo-jumbo, and it's just the meat and potatoes of the game.
Which, I have to say, I have actually seen the Jays in 30 before, and I was watching it, and I was like, holy cow, this game is just action-packed, filled with bangers. This is amazing.
Because you didn't know it was like
and
edited.
Then I realized it was a 30-minute feature that featured all the best parts of the game, and I was like, this is brilliant! And I love base. Like, I was a huge Jays fan. Back in the 90s, I watched mm-hmm. all the games, and they do it with soccer as well. Sean watches Premier League, and they run a highlight show, too, where they just cut it down to basically like the good goals and the good plays.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
But you had no idea. You're watching Jays in 30 thinking it's live. Wow, this pitcher is getting lit up. Every single one of his pitches literally is getting hit.
It's nothing but goals and like home runs in this game. I love it.
See, now, if you are super busy and Jays in 30 is too much for you, it's like, no, I can't find half an hour. Who's got the time? No worries. Here's Jays in 30 seconds. And it's not even a one game. Here's a Jays series in 30 seconds.
Wow.
So if you missed any of the Jays action this weekend, no worries. Jays in 30 seconds.
Matt Chapman has delivered the go-ahead run here in the ninth inning.
Whoa. That was close.
The next day.
And the Blue Jays have taken the lead.
Whoa. That was close.
The next day.
The ball's gone. Walk it off.
So that's Jays in 30 seconds featuring Chris Farley and Tommy Boy.
Oh, yes.
It's also Jays in 19 and a half seconds, but
amazing.
That doesn't sound as cool. We have some favorite segments here on Cruise Mornings. That One Friend,
mm-hmm.
Airing of Grievances. That's a new one, but I like that one. Our favorite, though, Let's be honest.
That's true.
It's drunk cruise mornings.
Yeah.
That's when we slow ourselves down. Just a random conversation that we had the week before. We slow it down by about 50, 60%. Makes us sound like Mr. Leahy from Trailer Park Boys. So if you ever wondered, hey, what would it sound like if they were allowed to drink on the job? ladies and gentlemen, drunk cruise mornings.
The Gulf Company Titleist. They're doing...
It's... Titleist.
Oh, sorry.
Said it wrong. Titleist.
Yes. Titleist. No, still saying it wrong. Titleist.
Titleist. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Rolls off the tongue.
Titleist. Titleist. They're coming out with this new contest. I was just scrolling on Facebook. I see the Titleist Facebook page, and I'm like, well, I love hitting Titleist. I can't remember what the fake Titleist name is all the time.
Titleist.
They're doing this promotion. Free golf balls for a year. A year's supply of Titleist golf balls.
Sweet!
We had a celebration yesterday for Fiona. It was a little belated birthday party. Mm-hmm. And we had some family over and presents were exchanged. A cake was eaten. It was all good. But we got Fiona, Sean and I, her first little bike.
Aww.
And I don't know who was more excited. I feel like she probably was, but I could not wait to give it to her because we kind of been talking about a bike for a while, and we got her one of those. I don't know if it's called a push bike or a stride bike, but they're the ones without pedals. So the kids just push along with
feet. Yeah.
But they're so tiny. They're just the cutest thing. Got her a little helmet, and I am obsessed with her bike. Like, I tried riding her bike,
yeah,
and it was hilarious. She thought that was so funny.
How hard is it not to be... Sorry for interrupting you there.
That's okay.
How hard is it not to be, like the oversharer at that moment in time? Because your kid's doing something so adorable, so awesome, all you want to do is videotape it and show the world, right?
Yes.
You're not one of those oversharers, right? You're not putting every single moment out there. I think you just, you have the perfect sweet spot, right?
I do. I like you. Parents instinctively want to brag about their mm-hmm. children because this is either their spawn or the child that they love and raise and think is the best. And you do. You want everyone else to see how cute and wonderful and amazing they are.
Do you ever find yourself in that moment, though, being like, oh, no, I don't want to. I should post this, but I shouldn't because I don't want to be that parent.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah?
Because it's so damn easy to just, like, get into that, you know, rabbit hole of, like, here's this mm-hmm. moment, and here's that moment, and here's that moment. So I did. I restrained myself with 9 photos.
You know how some people have, like, their own pages for their dogs or their cats mm-hmm. or their pets, whatever?
Oh, there's kid pages.
Are there kid pages out there?
Oh, Clayton.
Really?
Come on. Yes.
Again, I'm a noob, right? I'm going to be a parent in a month, so this is all new to me. So there are kid pages?
Absolutely.
Seems...
And all it is like, I guess if you have family, it's like an easy way to see a bunch of pictures
That'd
of your
great.
One grandchild.
Yeah.
Or you could just email her. I don't know. It's a weird... Navigating your child on social media is a very weird space, I do have to say.
Emailing photos. What is this, 2007,
right?
Stacey? Saskatoon's greatest hits. 96.3 Cruise FM. Still got it. Still got it. It's Money City Maniacs from Sloan. Cruise Mornings with Stacey and Clayton.
We've talked about 3D printing quite a bit on Cruise Mornings because it's pretty cool.
Yeah, we have.
My dad has a 3D printer.
Here we go, Abe.
And my dad and my brother are doing some pretty cool things. There's a team of students from Sask Polytech that basically 3D printed a car and won an award in the States for it for technology advancement.
Good for them.
Yeah. Sorry, it was an urban concept car, and they had the technical innovation prize for it. It's very space age. It looks aerodynamic. I don't want to say it's something I would buy. It looks like, you know, something that would be for a project at school. Just saying.
Which is what it is.
Like, it
so...
doesn't look like a Ford Focus is what I'm saying, of course. But with the advancements that this kind of technology
lower
is making...
Lower those expectations, Stacey. Well, it doesn't look like a sedan, so.
I would like a Nissan Rogue. If you could print me one this weekend, that'd be great.
Remember that episode of The Simpsons when Homer meets his...
No, definitely don't.
Well, okay, sorry. For those of us who watched The Simpsons when we were kids, because we were allowed to, there's an episode where Homer meets his long-lost brother, and he works in the car industry, and he lets Homer design a car.
Oh, I've seen that one.
Oh, I thought you didn't see that one, Stacey. Maybe you should have let me finish my story.
9 times out of 10, I don't remember your Simpsons references.
Hey, but for that one time that's what the car looks like, honestly. And like, that's not a chirp. That's not a chirp. Because again, it's an awesome project. It's like, it's meant to be kind of a prototype, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's meant to be kind of a trailblazer. Like, this is they're getting it on the ground floor. This is where we go up from there.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, 3D printing right now, it's definitely more... I remember when it first came out, everyone's like, can you 3D print money? Oh my God, this is amazing. But honestly, like, my dad and my brother right now are in the midst of 3D printing and building their own CNC router, like CNC printer thing. And it's bonkers. Every time I go over there, they're like, oh yeah, check this out. We just got this arm installed. And I'm like, you made this? It's crazy. I would love to just see where this 3D printing technology goes in like 10 years from now.
People like Abe and Chad are doing it, right?
They're breaking boundaries.
I mean, like, right when it started, you thought 3D printers, wow, you'd need like a building and a business to have one of these things, right? It was kind of a scary concept. Now, again... Abe and Chad hanging out in the basement printing stuff.
Well, and they go to this website and let Fiona pick what she wants. Mm-hmm. She's picked a dinosaur, she's got a couple fish, and they just print her out these toys. It's crazy.
People named Abraham are 3D printing stuff.
Mennonites.
Never thought I'd see the day. Stacey hates when I do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Actually, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, what?
There are two types of guys in this world, Stacey.
That's it, hey?
Usually there are two types of people. This is specific to guys.
Okay, that changes everything.
There are two types of guys on this planet, Stacey. There are shed guys, and there are garage guys.
What about the people who have none? Those guys. There are three types of guys.
Losers, you mean? No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. No, there are garage guys and shed guys, and garage guys walk around like they own the place, thinking they're better than us shed guys. Let me tell you something, Stacey. Yesterday, getting the backyard ready, because you should do that. Get your backyard ready. Winter's behind us. Well, winter part three is behind us, and we're good to go. Enjoy the backyard. Going to the shed for the first time in months, it's great. It's great. The shed smell.
The smell,
the shed smell hits you in the face, and you're like, oh yeah, the shed. And you get everything ready. You put the shovels away. You get the rakes out. You get the patio furniture out. Something about a shed. Like, I spent 4 hours in my shed yesterday. Didn't accomplish a thing.
Just sticking around. Just putzing.
What is it about a shed that makes your productivity zero? Like, shed guys, what do you do in the shed? Nothing. Tinker around, fix something, but then not really fix it. Shed guys, let me tell you, we're the most unproductive people on the planet. We just sit in the shed moving things around. That's it.
And then remembering how well you packed it the winter before or in the fall. Yeah.
You're just constantly organizing the shed. That's all owning a shed is. You're not doing anything in there. You're just reorganizing, moving it from one corner to the other, and that's it.
We don't have much room in our shed. We have a fairly decent shed. Mm-hmm. We have been on properties before that have had a garage, which is obviously super nice. And we've had sheds before, too. This shed we have now, I have to say, is like... the nicest shed I've ever seen.
My shed sucks.
But we have it packed so full of junk that we just can't do anything in there other than stand there and reach for things.
Yeah, that's because Sean's a fancy garage guy.
No.
He's got his garage.
We don't have a garage.
What?
No.
Yeah, you do.
No, we don't.
Oh.
We used to. We now are garageless.
We're friends. Hey, trust us. We know each other. We're friends. It's okay. I was at one of those places over the weekend that it's a jukebox, but you can get an app on your phone.
It's a new version of a jukebox.
Touch Tunes, I think it's called, or something like that. But you put $10 on the app, you get like 20 song requests. It's great.
And you can pay more to have your song bumped to the top or something. Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Oh, it's super fun to mess with other random people in the bar doing that. Like if you got some extra pocket change, because it costs like double the amount. Instead of $1, it's $2.
Oh, yeah.
There's one table just vibing, having a good time. Nope.
Guess what?
Barbie girl. Ruins the vibe. Here's a situation for you. Let's say you're at one of these places, has one of these fancy new school jukeboxes, and you're with like a new group of people. Maybe you're with a close friend. They're introducing you to their work friends or something like that. They start playing music on this jukebox, and it's good tune after good tune, and it's your turn.
Oh, boy.
You want to make a good impression. You want to be the person with a good, you know, taste of music, right?
Yeah.
So you get three songs to make a good impression. Which three songs are you going with? Now, I'm not talking about your favorite songs. I'm talking about the best, like, crowd pleaser, make an impression. I want these people to think I'm cool and hip with it kind of songs.
Okay, XTC, Making Plans for Nigel.
That's great. So those are the kind of songs you do.
I love that song.
Yes, exactly.
The guitar in that song is unbelievable. Just to rep my home country, I'd probably throw on some Sloan, Everything You've Done Wrong.
Awesome, okay.
And then Styx, Come Sail Away. That is one of my absolute favorite songs.
See, I was with you until you said the Styx. I think these songs...
You're not allowed to critique my list.
The strategy is, I think, you don't go with like the number one hits, right? You go with like the deep tracks, the deep dives. We do those on cruise once in a while. The deep dives,
right? Why can't I go with hits?
Oh, you can do whatever you want, but I'm just saying, like...
It's wrong.
If you play the hits, it's just like, oh, wow. Cool. Man, I haven't heard this song in a while. Like, sarcastically.
Come Sail Away, like a big hit?
I think so. My list here, just to steal your thunder, The Outfield, Your Love.
Oh, why would you pick that song?
Obviously, because it's just the greatest song of all time. Jefferson Starship with Jane.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those, right off the bat, you know, when the guitar hits the da-na-na, yeah? It just kind of gets everyone's attention, right? And then, again, because I also love my country, Bob Cajun by The Hip.
Okay.
I think those would be three good ones where people are like,
They would be horrible choices.
I think the goal with this one is... It's songs you haven't heard in a while, and songs that are like, oh, yeah, those kind of songs.
Those are always nice.
The, oh, yeah, kind of songs. You get three songs to make an impression. What are they? 9380963. Call or text us.
So Clayton can pick them apart. I saw another article talking about vintage fashion, thrift fashion, if you will, and how good it is for the environment. I saw an article actually a couple days ago back around Earth Day where people are finding like tons and tons and tons and tons of clothes just being dumped in landfills because stores can't get rid of them, apparently. Mm-hmm. I don't know the regulations behind disposing of clothing, but in my mind, if you are a large corporation, you have a bunch of extra clothes. Instead of throwing them in the garbage, why would you not donate them?
Oh, because they're heartless corporations, Stacey.
Apparently.
Heartless.
I guess that's just me being ridiculous. But anyway, thrifted fashion has definitely become a bit more of a thing in the last couple of years. People really love finding those one-of-a-kind items. Mm-hmm. And it is better for the environment because they call that stuff, by the way, fast fashion, where clothes are just pumped out like crazy. They're not good quality. They don't last. And they do end up either being thrown out or in the landfill eventually. So yeah, thrift stores doing really well right now, especially in the pandemic too, because people were cleaning out their closets, passing on some clothing, which is great. I just have to say, with the popularity of thrift fashion comes the dollar signs. It used to be, back when I was going to the thrift store, like stuff was really, really cheap, like $1, $2. And now stuff is actually like... way more than that, like $10.
It's not just classic thrift clothing, Stacey. Lots of things are going up in price.
I know, and I understand.
Lots
that.
Of things.
I get it.
Groceries.
Everything.
Gas. Everything.
So I guess, inflation, it happens. Things do cost more money. But I don't know. When I go to stores like Value Village or thrift stores, I never find good deals.
You want to know why? You're impatient at those stores. You're in there for like 10, 15 minutes, aren't you?
You know what it is? I don't like digging.
Oh, you gotta dig.
I don't do well at winners. I don't do good at thrift stores because I hate the picking. I want to see the shirt I want on a rack with small, medium, large, extra large, whatever, and I just want to take it and go home.
You gotta earn it, Stacey. You gotta earn it.
I'm not, that's just not my thing.
See, that's the thing with thrifting. Everyone, a lot of people are like you now. It's too expensive. It's not good. It's all crap. Meh. Yeah, because you just walk up and down the aisle once. No, you gotta go like 7-8 times.
Ugh.
You gotta go 7-8 times. You gotta dig. You gotta want it. You gotta want it, Stacey. You gotta listen to like that Al Pacino pump-up speech from Any Given Sunday before you walk in there. You gotta just, yeah, have Darude Sandstorm in the earbuds while you're going up and down the aisles. You gotta get jacked up thrifting nowadays.
That's like a lot of work.
Super worth it for that $9 Space Jam t-shirt, though.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday morning 6 to 10 on Cruise.